Hey, what is going on, everybody? It is time for yet another episode, episode 91 of the Brent Mukai podcast. That's right. I ain't fucking around, people. 91 episodes? That's almost 100. I'm 9 episodes away. I'm like a solid month away from 100 motherfucking episodes of this podcast, of me talking into a microphone, wondering if anybody's out there, if anybody cares. And it's cool because, you know, this whole podcast really turned around the second that I started doing it live. Really did. Really, really completely turned around, and I am coming up on a year of podcast. I started this podcast. This podcast started August 17th, the day after I turned 29. Let's do a joint podcast. Yeah, Mike, dude, I'd love to have you on, Kraz. You're one of my favorite people. You're just such a Krasner. So yeah, I started this podcast a year ago. A year ago, man. This is nuts. I can't believe I've been just talking into a microphone for a year. Looking back at, and this is crazy because it's like one day I'm gonna look back at this and I'll be like, you know, I'll be like 80, and I'll still have this. I'll still have this on the record, and I'll be able to look back and be like, wow, what a fucking idiot I was. Or I'll be like, wow, that Brent really had it figured out, you know. But it's almost a year, and it's getting crazy. I'm streaming early today, by the way. Bye, Mike Krasner. I'll see you soon. I'm streaming early today because I got hit up by my buddy yesterday. He was like, hey, what you doing? I don't want to mention any names. I'm not going to get into specifics here. But he was like, hey, there's an entertainer in town, very popular entertainer, who's doing like a show. I guess it's a public access show. And they want like guests to come on and pretend to be experts of stuff. And so I replied with like, okay, I'm down. Like, what would I be? Like if I become, and I asked as an example, I was like, so if I say like, hey, I'm like an expert of lizards, like a lizard expert, do I have to know shit about lizards? And he was like, no, you don't have to know shit. And I love that idea. So that was off the top of my dome. But I didn't even think about it because I was like, oh, okay, I can think of something else. But he was like, that's great. That's perfect. I love it. So this afternoon, I'm going to go improvise on like a show pretending to be a lizard expert. And that's going down in like 2 hours. It's like down the street from my apartment, so I'm feeling pretty good. But yeah, that's like such a random thing. It's one of my buddies who does like live entertainment and does all of this other stuff, so it's fun, you know? It's really cool to be able to like I don't know. It's cool to have friends that are just like, hey, you want to do this completely random thing that seems like maybe it'll be a little fun? And I'm like, hell yeah, that does sound like fun. I am down. Count me in. Anytime, just to let you know, just to let you all know, if you ever want a guy to pretend to be an expert of something and talk authoritatively on something I know absolutely nothing about, then hit me up, because I'm more than happy to just have some fun and talk about stuff like I know what I'm talking about. That's all improv is. That's all improvisation is. Is I walk into an imaginary room and the person says, hey, you're this. And I say, yep, that's what I am. I'm a professional baseball player, Babe Ruth, you know? I say, hey, Babe Ruth. And I'm like, yep, it's me, the Babe. You want to see some baseball hits? And then the fact that how stupid it sounds, me saying stuff, talking like I know what I'm talking about, that just ends up being fun. probably a little funny because it's just like I don't know much about baseball. Played it as a kid, hated every minute of it. Coach would throw baseballs right at my face, fast, not underhand. I'm 7. He's a grown man. He's throwing baseballs straight at my face. Do not remember his name. Do not remember him at all. But I'm just like, wow, what a fucking asshole. Like, looking back at it, I get mad. I'm like, I was 7 years old. Like, you ruined baseball for me at 7. And granted, I was not talented. I wasn't good. But also, I was fucking 7. I was fucking 7, and I didn't want to be there. I didn't want to be there. It was dumb. I hated that. I hated every minute of that. That was the fucking worst. It was the fucking worst. And I hate a ton. See some baseball hits. Dude, I shouldn't obnoxiously laugh at work. I'm glad my baseball hits. You know, it's just me, Babe Ruth, baseball hitter. Extraordinaire. So, I'm excited about that. That's going to be fun. What's been going on? Girlfriend is a little MIA, a little MIA, but it's understandable. She's in the process of moving. She's doing a whole bunch of shit. That just came to me. You know, I spent all of last podcast talking about that, so I'm not gonna, not all of last podcast, but I spent a good amount about it, talking about it, thinking about it, you know? So it's like, I'm gonna give this podcast a little bit of its due, you know, talk about something else. What else is going on in my life? I mean, some cool shit, booking some work. I don't like to post it all the time, but I will, like, celebrate my achievements. I got, like, a gig doing, just having, like, a line, just sounding like a regular guy. I'm not even, like, the voiceover guy, but I am, like, a voice on, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say it. See, this is the catch-22. It's like, I have this podcast where I want to talk about all the shit that's going on, but I don't know how much I can talk about. It's for a college. I'll leave it at that. It's a college commercial, regional college commercial. So, you might hear my voice on there, and that might be really fun. you may or may not hear this guy's voice on a commercial for a thing. Man, aren't you a big fan of the way that I can just talk honestly about all the shit that's going on in my life? Man, it just feels like a lot of shit's happening and yet nothing's really happening. I mean, there's some other. So I can't go into specifics about this like show thing that I'm gonna be on. I don't think this is like national TV. I think it was described to me as like public access. So I'm thinking it's like gonna be like a 2 a.m. channel thing. But I like the guy that invited me. I've never been with him and not had a good time doing something. I will admit that. I've never, so I'm like, just a good excuse to come chill with you. Like, hell yeah, I'm there. Mike, what up, dude? Circle. Hope you're doing well. Oh man. It's the more that I'm getting into life and all of this shit, like, the more I'm sort of like, I don't know if I can talk about that. I don't know if I can talk about this, which is good, I guess. I mean, you know, it's better than just being like, welp, another week of nothing fucking happening, nothing going on, you know? I get that feeling, that's my week. Ugh, Nikki, I get you. I feel you. Cody, what's up, bro? Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate that you always come in, say hello. There's no way for me to know who's, like, watching the Facebook stream, so I don't ever know, like, who's sticking around or not, but I appreciate that even if you're not sticking around, or if you are sticking around, you come in and say hello. I always appreciate that, Cody. Thank you. Thank you very much. You know what? I'm trying to watch less shit. I think I'm gonna go on like an embargo of like media. I think I'm getting too distracted. I'm getting way too distracted as of late. By just watching Netflix and Hulu or YouTube, you know? I'm just getting distracted and it's like I need to fucking do more shit. You have any top fans on Facebook yet? I don't know. I don't know what I don't know if that's an official term, but I there are people who always come by the Facebook feed, come in, say hello, and I always appreciate that. So yes, thank you. If you are watching this Facebook, if you're watching this on Twitch, if you're watching this wherever you're watching, I'm also streaming to Periscope, but I feel like that's kind of like a platform a lot of people don't use, so I'm not sure if that even works. But whatever, it is what it is. It's gonna be what it's gonna be, you know. So this is, you know, here's something that happened this morning. I was on like a Facebook group, and I'd love your opinions on this if you have an opinion on this. But a guy went on, not a rant because it wasn't angry, but it was just like some helpful advice of being like, hey, if you're going to post stuff about your business, it's like a business group. It's like a business group that I'm a part of. And this guy was like, hey, if you're going to post something to have it be less spammy, why don't you stagger the times that you're posting and not post it all at the same time and not post all of this stuff that's, you know, that people don't care about, and like stagger that content so people have a better chance at seeing it. What up, Dry Wit Geek? Sorry you're late. You're good, man. I'm early. You're not late. I'm early, Broheim. So he was like, why don't you stagger the thing? So then I wrote like a comment that I thought might be valuable to people that are like, well, I don't want to stagger all my content and all that stuff. Like, why can't I post it all? You know, like, I'm thinking about it and I'm just like, well, you know, sure, staggering the content is great, but like, I think, like, basically what I said back was you should post it to all of your different social medias and all of your different things, which he did say, you know, just stagger it. But I was like, I think that you should post it to all that stuff as long as it's valuable, as long as it's something that will bring people value, you know? Is that the pass of Karahardrus behind you? I don't know. It's a Gears of War thing. If you look, there's a Gears of War guy there. I just like the look of these mountains. I'm about to get flagged by YouTube. Hey, you use those copyrighted mountains, man. You can't just be putting mountains up of whatever you want. Those mountains are copyrighted, bro. Thought it was Lord of the Rings. Oh, sorry. Unfortunately not. I have not seen all the Lord of the Rings movies, even though everybody's told me to go see it. I dated a girl once that, like, sort of left a bad taste in my mouth, if I'm being honest. She left a bad taste in my mouth. And she was all up into Lord of the Rings, so we watched the first one together. But then after that, I just associate Lord of the Rings with her, and I'm just like, oh, I don't want to deal with it. You know, that's a shame, because Lord of the Rings is probably really good. Lord of the Rings is probably really, really good, but it's just like, you get those associations with people, and you're like, oh, I can't even, like, you know, anybody named Tina, I immediately have an opinion about, because it's like, I just think of my sister, and I have an opinion about that. Like, and it's not fair, it's just, that's the way it is. Far over the misty mountains cold, to dungeons deep and caverns old. I'm assuming that's a Lord of the Rings reference. I don't remember it, if it was in the first one. But anyways, I'm on this Facebook thing, right? I'm on this Facebook post, and I don't disagree with him, but I do think that, so that's basically what I say back, is like, you know, if it's valuable, you should post it everywhere. And then he posts back, like, did you read my post? I'm saying to post it everywhere. And let me just say this. When somebody starts off with, did you read my post? Automatically, not a big fan of that. Not a big fan of that tactic. Because it's like, did you read my post comes off, I don't know, that comes off a little bit, that comes off a little passive aggressive to me. To me, when he's writing it, he might actually be literally asking the question. But like, you know, it's typical. That's typical way that you talk to somebody you don't really know on the internet talk. You know, that's like typical stranger talk. Like, hey, do you even see what I said and blah, 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 blah. But he essentially missed the point that I was making. And when I read that first line off, that's off the top line. My brain goes like, well, what did I read the post? Yeah, I read the post. You know, so I sit there and I think to myself, okay, you know, let me be overly communicative on this now. Because now we're tipping into like, this could lead into like a fuck you type of thing. If I reply back with any sense of, did I read your post? Yes. Did you read my post? Because you clearly missed the message. So I was like, if I put any air of that in here, like it's not going to be good. Like it's going to be two strangers getting into like a Facebook argument, like, which I don't like and I don't want. So I was like, I'm going to be overly communicative here. And I put it on myself and I say, hey, I think we're on the same page here. Like I agree with what you're saying. What I'm saying is there's an added part to this. I'm not saying that what you're saying isn't important. I'm saying that I think that, because here's my whole idea on this. It's like, yes, you can stagger the way that you do that. I don't necessarily agree with that, but I think that the bigger issue isn't the frequency, isn't the amount of posting I do across the social media platforms and across the stuff. I think that it's with the content. Because if I'm just posting a flex, right? If I'm just like, ha ha ha, I have won the day and got this, ha ha, you know, like, if I'm just purely bragging, or if I'm like trying to sell you something, if I'm like marketing to you in some way or another, like, I agree. I think that that's not something that you need to post across everything. If you're just asking a question to drive engagement to your channel, right? If you're doing something selfish in the content that you're putting it out, I'd say, hey, you know, like, sure, this makes a lot of sense. But I was basically like, it's the underlying problem behind when people feel like they're being, like certain people are being spammy, isn't with how often they're seeing the post. It's just the content itself of the post, right? So it's not the how people are posting. To me, it's the what people are posting that people aren't paying enough attention to. So I basically go on that and say that. But that it was just a thing. It was just a thing that, like, this morning, woke up, like, messaged, you know, I'm putting in my two cents. This is just my point of view. And I don't know. It got me thinking about social media, right? Like, you got me thinking about social media because I'm like, if I met a stranger in life, like, and they were like, and they said something to me and I gave them an answer back, if they hit me, would this same exact person hit me back with a, hold on, did you even hear what I said? Like, you have to blah, 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 blah. Or would we have like a normal discourse conversation? You know, it makes me think a lot about how we choose to interact and the way that we get comfortable with being on social media. I am always erring on the side of assuming the best and hoping for the best, right, in people. And so it hit me because I was like, man, you know, I'm not perfect. Like the second he sent that to me, my brain went to like, oh man, what do you mean? Did I read the whole thing? You calling me stupid? Like that my brain went there. But then I didn't let that feeling, I took a second, thought about it, and was like, in no way, shape, or form is this man calling me stupid. In no way, shape, or form is this man calling me stupid. Chill the fuck out, Brent. And I did. And it's just like, I don't know. Social media has become like this whole other thing and this whole other way that we communicate. And I feel like people are getting to this point where they are getting comfortable talking to strangers and people that they don't know in real life in a certain way. And I don't think people are auditing the way that they could potentially be coming off. That's it. I think a lot of people are not auditing the way that they could potentially be coming off. And so, yeah, I've heard people say, did you hear what I just said to each other's faces? It is mainly when they don't like the answer. I agree with that, Nikki. I agree with that. But for if you meet a stranger, right, in the regular scenario, in the regular everyday scenario, if this exact same exchange happens and I just met a stranger, you're going to be more polite. You're probably going to be more polite in person than you will be interacting with a stranger on Facebook. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that that other side of it doesn't exist. That exists. But but I'm just saying, why can't we have the same discourse that we put into polite society to then put into when we're doing social media? That's my, because that raised that question for me. That's when that question got raised for me, is that when I'm writing something, I have to be overly communicative in how I put the message across, because I'm writing it and you can't hear the tone. You can't hear the tone. And here's the other thing. If we were sitting across from each other and he said, yeah, it's, you know, you should really stagger the thing, then I'd sit there and I'd be like, yeah, totally agree. And he'd hear the agreement that I have in my voice. He'd hear all of these things that are, you know, subconsciously that I'm putting out there. He'd hear it. We'd all hear it. We'd all be good. We'd all be like, okay, cool. Yes, you have a good point. I have a good point. But like maybe to him, because I wasn't overly cautious the first time, he heard me saying it in like, especially because he doesn't know me, he heard me saying it in like this passive aggressive way where I'm like, ha, you are wrong, mister. You don't. How dare you? What up, Kathy? Kathy Brooks? What's going on with you? Hope you're doing good. Oh, hey, thanks for the double smileys. My goodness. What did I do to deserve the double smiley treatment today? What did I do to be deserving of such happiness? slurp. I'm addicted to this diet soda. Here's another thing. Diet soda? I'm sorry. I'm sorry to all of you out there who's like, why are you drinking diet soda? Blah, blah, blah. You got to understand. You gotta understand that they changed that shit up on me. People are like, oh, Diet Cola. I can't believe people. But here's the thing. People talk to me about diet soda as if 10 to 15 years ago, that was not like the like diet soda was not the fucking thing that people were pushing on everybody. Diet soda, no sugar. This is practically water. My goodness, it's just water. Wow. Like, how are you not able to address the fact that when I was a child, like, they changed that shit on me. They changed that shit. When I was a kid growing up, everybody was like, diet soda, so much healthier. So much healthier. And now we're just going to erase that shit? Like, that part of it didn't exist ever? It's like, you know, like, Cherry Coke Zero, FTW. Yes. Yes, diet soda, so good. It is delicious. And you know what? Like, they changed it. You changed the textbooks on me. You know what I'm saying? That's like being like, okay, everybody, 2 + 2 = 4. And then one day they find out 2 + 2 = 5. Right? There's some really smart math guy's like, oh, we've had it wrong this whole time. 2 + 2 = 5. Right? But you've grown up thinking 2 + 2 = 5. 2 + 2 =, you know, you've grown up thinking 2 + 2 = 4, right? And so then when somebody's like 2 + 2, oh, that's 4. Then people can't be like, you know, people are going to be like, 2 + 2 = 5, you idiot. What are you doing? Right? Diet soda's bad. Diet soda's bad. Don't you know that? But it's like, I'm sorry. I keep, like, my brain goes back to like what time when it was not bad. I'm trying to change up my whole shit here. I'm trying to change a lot of different things about myself. Right? There's a lot of different things I'm changing about myself. I'm doing keto. I'm eating better. The whole nine. All of that. Right? It's like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I'm still addicted to this shit. I am. I'm addicted to this shit. But I used to be addicted to, like, fucking French fries. I used to be addicted to French fries and ice cream and all that shit. And that shit's really fucking bad for you. Keto butter coffee. That doesn't have the same sizzle, man. I'm looking for that sizzle in my throat. I'm looking for that nice little bubbly going on. And don't anybody dare say LaCroix. Don't anybody dare. Don't even make like you enjoy LaCroix, okay? They called it LaCroix because it rhymes with enjoy, because they're trying to push it like people enjoy LaCroix. Nobody likes LaCroix. Nobody likes LaCroix. If I ask, if we took the LaCroix challenge and said, which of these tastes better? Which of these is better? And I put LaCroix in front of you, and I put, I don't know, a soda, an actual soda. LaCroix gets its flavor by driving past an orchard. Exactly. Exactly. It's just, there's a, they changed it on me. That's all I'm saying. They changed it on me. Now I'm hungry. Kathy, that's fine. Go get something. But whatever you do, don't drink diet soda. Don't drink diet soda. Because if you do, what are you thinking? How could you possibly drink that? It's not like 20 years ago, this was the thing that everybody said was healthy for you. And you look like an idiot if you were drinking regular Coca-Cola. No. No. You know, 10 years from now, what if they're like, ooh, we hate avocados and kale, and that's actually really bad for you. And you're like, oh, I fucking, you know, like, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do when they just keep changing the answer on me? What if a thing comes out tomorrow? You know, I mean, I know what the right answer is. It's just drink water. Just drink water, damn it. Just drink water. Right? Just only drink water. But it's like, I didn't grow up with just water. My palate is used to the intense flavors. To the intense flavors. And I just drank triple ginger soda with tons of lime. Yeah. Yeah, you did. I bet you enjoyed the hell out of it, too. Man, all I'm saying is, don't look at me like I'm crazy for drinking soda. Like it's the same thing that, like, I get people with cigarettes that are of a certain age. I get it. Because when you were a kid, everybody smoked cigarettes, you know, of a certain age. When I was a kid, you know, DARE program came around and they were all like, how dare you smoke cigarettes? Smoking cigarettes is the worst. How dare you? You know, like, cigarettes is the gateway to motherfucking burp, burp, burp. You know, like, it's all of that. Why aren't you wearing a coat in the snowy mountains, Spencer? Well, because I am a badass who does not need warmth. I'm too cool already. If anything, these mountains were full of water before I came around, and now it's icy. That's how cool I am. That's why I'm trying to like tea. Gives me more taste than water, healthier than pop. Yes, I get that. But I'm just like cigarettes. When I was a kid, they told us, don't do cigarettes. So then I grew up being like, how could anyone do cigarettes? And all the people older than me are like, dude, you don't understand. You don't understand. Youngster, you don't understand, youngin. When I was a boy, right? The people older than me, like, when I was a boy, they told me cigarettes were fine. Cigarettes was everywhere. Everybody's smoking cigarettes. They changed it on me. Now I'm addicted to cigarettes. Same exact thing with soda. Same exact thing with this diet soda, damn it. I like the diet soda. I like it. And I know on some level, I'm like, I know it's not good. But I'm doing a lot of other stuff right now. I'm doing a lot of other things that are like worth doing and caring about. That it's like, I only have so many fucks to give, people. I only have so many fucks to give. So every time that I drive by and I don't grab a package of sour gummy bears, no matter how much I fucking want sour gummy bears right now inside of my mouth. Every time. That takes a little bit of fucks. I have to give a little bit of fucks every time and be like, don't do it. Don't do that. Walk by that shit. You don't need that. That's not a part of you anymore, right? The problem is I walk past there and I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about any of the Lifesaver gummy bears. Gummy bears are my favorite. Sour Patch Kids, I'm walking right by. The watermelon and the regular. I'm walking by all of them. And you know what? By the time I get to the diet soda machine where it's a dollar for fucking 32 ounces of zero sugar, I'm all out of fucks. I'm all out of fucks. I've already given all the fucks I'm going to give. This isn't great. You know, because I'm basically admitting that, like, certain things I'm willing to say, okay, I'm defeated on this part. But that's for now. That's for now. You know? Man. So I'm trying to like tea. Gives me more taste than water. Right. What if tomorrow they say, tea's bad for you. Just found a thing. Tea's real bad for you. Tea's the worst. Tea will kill you. Right? And then everybody who's still drinking tea because they got addicted to tea are going to be... Or coffee. Coffee's bad for you. Coffee's really bad. Caffeine's really bad. Coffee's really bad for you. You shouldn't be drinking coffee. Right? Caffeine's a drug and all of this shit. All of this shit. Caffeine's a drug. Caffeine's the devil. You know, like... Try telling that to people who are hooked on caffeine. Try telling that to people who are hooked on caffeine. I'm going to go sort through the pile of fucks I had left to give. See you in class tomorrow night. Kathy, I will see you tomorrow night. Looking forward to it. Man, Freestyle Coke Zero with raspberry is even better. Bro, what do you think I'm drinking right now? Bro, what do you think? You nailed it, brah. Bro, you nailed it. Coke Zero, raspberry, bang. Caffeine is in Coke too, though. I know. But what I'm saying is there's a lot of people who are addicted to coffee who are sitting around being like, you know Diet Coke, you know Diet Coke's gonna kill you, right? you know that shit's bad for you, right? And I'm like, you can't. I know. Ugh. Man, it's just... Paul Gruner, don't mess with caffeine junkies. We'll straight up cut a bitch. I know, Paul. I can't blame you for that. I know. I'm not going to look at you with your coffee in your hand and be like, you know, caffeine is a drug technically. And I'm not even trying to compare and contrast, right? I'm not trying to be like caffeine is the equivalent of my diet soda. I'm not trying to justify it in any way. I know that it's probably all bad. I know that it's probably doing stuff to me health-wise that's not great. But in my journey to become better with my health, right? In my journey of that, I have to say, I'm having to make very tough decisions about what I'm doing and what where I'm going, right? And it's just like, man. My buddy brought it up to me the other day, and it was all out of goodness, so I didn't go on this, like, big rant. But, like, I keep thinking about it, and I'm like, they changed it on me. That's not fair. They keep changing it on me. And then what? And then Diet Coke comes out with a new Zevia? I feel like Diet Coke will at some point be like, now, Diet Coke made with stevia, right? Made with the extract from a plant, sugar substitute. And then what? And then that's suddenly fine? That's suddenly fine until it's not? And then 40 years from now, you know, they come out with Diet Coke made with stevia extract. And then 20 years from then, when everybody's like, oh, stevia's fine. Stevia's great. Stevia's a fine one. Right? 20 years from then, they're like, oh, stevia's bad. Stevia's real bad. And then the whole cycle just starts over. The whole cycle just starts over. It's all bad. Just train your kids to drink water. Don't give them anything. Don't let them drink anything that's not water. That's it. That's the whole goal. Stop having your kids do anything but water. Just water. No caffeine, no nothing. They're kids. They'll suck it up. Until they get that first taste of Coca-Cola, man. Then it's over. Then it's like, how do you expect me not to drink this sugary goodness? Well, here's a better substitute. Diet Coke. Well, is that a better substitute? Here's a better substitute. Tea. Until tea's bad. You know, like, it's just a circle. It's an endless circle. People keep changing the answers. People keep changing the answers, and suddenly, and then people keep changing the answers, and the biggest part of it is, like, have empathy for the fact that people keep changing the answer. Water and milk? Are you kidding me, Janelle? Have you seen the studies about milk? How bad milk is? Milk's apparently the worst. How could you like milk? I don't understand. How can you like milk? It's not like for years and years everybody said drink milk. It's not like for years they had a whole campaign called Got Milk. Milk is healthy for your bones. But now you drink some milk, people look at you like you're crazy. People are like, milk? Is that cow's milk? Oh my. Cow's milk, you know that's bad for you, right? And it's like, no, I didn't fucking know. I grew up hearing that milk was fucking fine. Then it moves to what kind of milk? Exactly, Janelle, it's a never-ending cycle, homie. It's a never-ending cycle. Oh, what kind of milk? Oh my God, soy milk? Oh, don't even get me started on soy milk. And it's a Japanese population because they're ingesting too much soy. Really? Really? Because I thought that the Japanese were like the healthy people that were eating the soy and they were all in good health. And we need to start eating more like the Japanese. And so we bring soy over. We start bringing the soy milk. Oh, it's all, then they changed again. But now you're addicted to soy milk. Now you're addicted to soy milk. Now, it's almond milk. Until almonds are like the next thing that's like, oh, almond milk. Oh, haven't you even read the studies? Haven't you read the studies? Almond milk. Are you kidding me? You're better off just drinking cow's milk. And then you're just like, We did almond milk for a while. Why? I don't know, but we did. I know. You know, you don't even know why. And then you don't even know why you're doing it. And then it gets to the point where I'm like, what am I doing? Am I supposed to trust the people who are saying this? Even though... What if almond milk is the ones who are putting out that soy milk is so bad? You ever think of that? You know what I found out? You know what I found out for real? What I found out for real, not a lot of people know about this, but this was straight from the person who turned Pepsi around, right? Mountain Dew, remember that whole thing? Remember that whole campaign and that whole rumor that like Mountain Dew makes your penis small? Does anybody remember that? Remember that Mountain Dew makes your penis small. You might remember hearing it. You might remember somebody making a joke about it. You might remember a comedian on Letterman talking about it. That was a lie. That was a lie. It's a blatant lie. put out there by health activists. That Mountain Dew, something in Mountain Dew would make your penis shrink up and be small. That was a lie. That was an absolute lie put out by health people. So what did Pepsi do? Pepsi then branded it to be the cool drink of crazy, of like crazy guys. Like, crazy guy, come on. We're like snowboarding and shit. Mountain Dew Extreme. Yeah, bro. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, this was from the advertising head of Pepsi, who then went on to become the advertising person who turned around Uber. Remember how bad Uber was? Remember how, like, outraged people were about Uber? Remember how that's not, like, a thing anymore? Like, some people still hold on to it because they're like, oh, Uber, right? But then they fired all the people. They hired on this woman. And then Uber was suddenly, Uber suddenly became this advertising thing that was like, Uber, we care about everybody. Come on. And really what they did was they were like, okay, everybody, we're sorry. Here's a $5 credit to Uber. And everybody went back to Uber. You're still driving Uber. You're still doing Uber. If that Lyft is 10 minutes longer away than your Uber, you're taking Uber. And I'm fine with that. I'm just saying, there's so much advertising, so much all this bullshit stuff that keeps happening, coming around, you know, just getting in your ear holes. You never heard about the small penis Mountain Dew? I remember people treat it worse than normal pop. Never heard anything about it, and you're making your dick shrink. It did, like, that was the thing. I remember hearing that, and a ton of people just stopped drinking Mountain Dew because of that. And it's like it was a lie. It was a lie. The people are out here lying, you know? So, like, part of me is like, is Diet Coke really that bad? Is it really that bad? Is it really that bad? Because I'm like, you can read an article that says yes and no. We're living in the great age. Misinformation. Diet Coke, man. Diet Coke. I don't. It's taxing. It's taxing. And then it's like, do I really want to spend 2 hours of my life going down a rabbit hole, seeing the legitimacy of the articles of these Diet Coke aspartame arguments? I don't know. Well, I know the answer to that. The answer to that is no. I don't care. I don't want to see that. But I just, so in the back of my head, I'm just like, people out here lying. People be lying out here. Man, anyways, it's just, the milk thing is a great example. Oh, milk, great for your bones. Great for your bones. Cameron, you're suffering from Mountain Dew shrinkage. That's not real shrinkage. That's just Cameron shrinkage. That's just your own shrinkage. That happened for another reason. You were probably drinking too much milk. That's probably what it was. The only people I knew who drank Mountain Dew were just the 12-year-old douchebags in grade 5, and I know a lot of guys are jerks at that age, but I mean bully-esque douchebags. Oh, okay, yeah. Like, that's who they marketed towards, was like, the extreme guys, the extreme boys, you know? In that episode of Seinfeld, George showered in Mountain Dew. I'm not a Seinfeld guy. Didn't watch a lot of Seinfeld, but I get it, man. The milk argument is the exact same thing. It's like people are still out here drinking regular milk, and everybody's got some type of opinion. You're drinking cow's milk? You're drinking real cow's milk? Cow's milk? You're drinking just regular milk, and you're letting your child drink that? You're letting your child drink regular milk? Just cow's milk, dairy. Do you know how bad dairy, meh, mama, meh, 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 meh? Do you understand how, man, meh, meh? This is judgment out here, man. And it's like, have some compassion. If you are drinking regular milk, sure, sure. And here's the thing. I'm not any milk expert. I've just seen some shit that's popped up in recent years. It's like, cow's milk is bad for you. Shouldn't be drinking that. Shouldn't be eating the cheese and all that, you know. Just got to be leaning off of it a bit and blah, 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 you know. LOL. And I answer, yep, my boys go through a gallon every couple days. I get it. I get it. Who is saying that milk is bad besides vegans? I've never heard that. People are saying that dairy is now, like, awful. Like, dairy is just... And it's a lot of it is vegan propaganda. A lot of it's just vegan propaganda. But then soy comes out. Soy milk, right, is out for years. And then people are like, drink soy. And now it's like, do you know soy is, like, destroying? It's like, it's increasing your estrogen. This is the best way. This is the only way for me to put this, right? This is the only way for me to really put this. And then I'm out. And then I'm out because I got to go do my thing, pretend to be a lizard expert. Those of you who missed that part of the podcast, it's a whole story. In about an hour, I'm going to go pretend like I know everything about lizards, even though I know nothing about lizards, on like a public access television show. For a joke, obviously. I'm not like pretending to be somebody I'm not, you know, like, or rather I'm not doing this for a serious effect to try to just troll people. This is like, it's a joke. So this is the best way to put it. When I was a child, my mom, my sister, my dad, everybody was like, you heat up something in the microwave, it's dangerous with the microwave effects and the, all of that stuff. Cause it, at that time when I was a child, people didn't understand the microwave that well. There, stuff was coming out about radiation and all this shit. What you did, what my parents told me, was put a piece of saran wrap over it every single time. Every single time, it'll protect. It'll help shield against the harmful gamma radiation that will turn you into the Hulk if you eat that fucking Hot Pocket, right? And anytime I didn't put a piece, every time that I did, I just did not take out this sheet of saran wrap, which if you've ever had saran wrap, you understand that it's a pain in the ass because you got to tear it out perfectly. And if you rip it off in a way that makes the thing fold over and fold into itself, now you got a problem because you got to deal with that quickly before it starts crumpling up. Because once it's crumpled, it's over. The game's over. You got to have a new piece of saran wrap. It's anxiety. It's anxiousness every time that you try to get a piece of saran wrap. So every time I wanted to cook anything, just cook my leftovers. My leftovers. Some spaghetti leftovers. Saran wrap. Got to put it in saran wrap. Put it in saran wrap. Get that saran wrap or else it's not. You gotta be anxious every time. Every time. Boom. You know? Saran wrap. I did that as a child because my parents, my sister, all, everybody. And I would put it in the microwave without it, and they would be like, no, you're going to die. Like, they treated it, that's it. You're going to die one day from radiation because of, you're not putting the saran wrap on. The last time I went back home, I was at the microwave, and I had the thing, and there was saran wrap sitting right there. So I do not ever use saran wrap. But I was like, okay, my mom and my sister are here, so I got to put on the show. Like, I actually use saran wrap all the time, whatever. So I pull out the saran wrap, I put it on the plate, and they look at me like I just pulled out a gun and put it in my fucking mouth. They're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm putting saran wrap on the thing I'm about to microwave. And they're like, that's going to kill you. And I'm like, why would you? You legitimately taught me this as a child. You told me I was going to die if I didn't put saran wrap on. And now you're telling me, they're like, it's going to get trapped in the saran wrap and the cancerous carcinogens are going to sprinkle out onto your, all over your meatloaf. And I'm just like, you taught me this. You taught me this and now are turning around like you did, like you weren't the ones that taught me this. And are looking at me like I'm crazy. And that is it. That is all of it in a nutshell. That moment, because I laughed so hard. Because I was like, I used to just put a paper towel. You know, you take it off, you put it on, boom. Boom. You put that on there. And they would tell me, no, that's too easy. You got to use the saran wrap. Use that saran wrap, Brent. And I was like, I don't want it. Turns out I was right as a child. And what they drilled into me this whole time, wrong. Wrong. LOL, my wife is nuts about plastic in the microwave. She should be, Paul. Don't you understand? You're going to die out here. Saran wrap. I thought it was like drunk driving and shit. Nope, Saran wrap. People, get educated. What are we even doing out here? You know what I'm saying? Saran wrap? Really, Saran? That's like, it probably is a little more real than the radiation danger. It is. But it's like, they keep changing it, so don't look at me like I'm crazy when I'm doing something that we all know that like 5-10 years ago we were all doing. If I don't know it, I don't know it. I didn't hear about that. I barely use the microwave at all. That's the real answer. I barely use the microwave at all. I was back home. I was like, okay, I'll put this on. But that's the exact feeling I get anytime I drink diet soda. People are like, you know, diet soda, it's going to kill you, right? Anytime I have like regular milk. It's like, dairy, right? It's like, what do you want from me? Because 10 years from now, somebody's going to come out and be like, microwaves in total are just awful. And then you're going to be judged for having a microwave in your house. I'm saying you do you, because everything's going to kill you. Everything's going to kill you. There's going to be certain things. Cigarettes, yes, documented across the board every single thing, every single time. Stop the cigarettes. But if you smoke a cigarette, I get it. If you're of a certain age, I get you smoking cigarettes. Okay? If you're older than me and you didn't grow up with the DARE program and all this other shit and all these people telling you, like, cigarettes are bad, they're going to kill you, right? People just didn't know before. If you're my age or younger and you're smoking cigarettes, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? The fuck are you doing? Come on. Come on. You know this. But people older than me, I get it. I get it. They changed the rules on you because they told you cigarettes, they're okay, blah, blah, blah. Cigarette companies had all this pull to do commercials and have cool people smoking cigarettes. I get it. Get it. You fell into it. Then they changed the rules on you. Just like they changed Saran wrap, just like they changed aspartame and Diet Coke and all this other shit. It's just like it keeps changing. All of it keeps changing. But microwaved eggs. Blake. I don't know about any of that. I don't know. I'm going to judge you. If you're microwaving, like if you got an egg and you're just like, let me put that in the microwave. Let's just see what happens. I'm going to judge you off of that alone. Dare. Drugs are really expensive. That's funny. I'm going to start a podcast called That Shit Will Kill You. I know. And you could literally just go online and find articles about everything. 8 out of 10 doctors recommend Camel cigarette. Yeah, Paul. You know what I'm talking about, man? If you are Gen X or younger and smoke, you're either an idiot or self-medicating. Right? Right? Drywick Geek, like, it's just that evidence out there. That evidence is out there. Probably people right now growing up aren't going to be drinking as much diet soda because it's in the system. You got to just have some understanding for me. Just have a little bit of understanding. That's all I want. Just a little bit of empathy. I grew up with this shit. I grew up in it. You know? I grew up with it. It's I'm changing it. It's on my list of things to change, right? It's just tough. My friend knows the danger of smoking, but she gets cold super easily and drinks excessive coffee to help her. She likes the concept of smoking because it warms her up from the inside and helps her to stay warm, but she doesn't smoke. Well, good. It's a good thing she doesn't smoke. All right, well, that's my long rant, everybody. I don't know how that came about. I forget how this all started. I think somebody was like, Diet Coke. What are you doing to yourself, Brent? You know that's going to kill you. Everything's going to kill us. We're all going to die. Life is a one big spiral. It's like, let me enjoy some Coke Zero Raspberry from the Freestyle Machine every once in a while. Just let me enjoy it and have a little bit of sympathy for me. Have a little bit of empathy. Have a little bit of sympathy. Whew. All right. Well, this has been the Brent Mukai Podcast. I got to go talk about some lizards. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you all taking a second out of your day to come chill. If you are not yet on the audio side of this podcast, go to wherever you get podcasts. Look up the Brent Mukai Podcast and subscribe. If you are listening to this and you're not subscribed, what's wrong with you? Also, you want to watch this live? I'm doing it on Facebook here. I'm also doing it on twitch.tv/Brent Mukai. Go join there. I'm out of shit to say. I'm out of shit to say. Sips vanilla Coke. Hell yeah, Janelle, you do your vanilla Coke. Cameron, your parents told you if you kept smoking that you would cancel out the microwave radiation. They sound like some pretty smart people. Take it easy, Nikki. Take it easy, Dry Wit Geek. I love you guys. This has been the Brent Mukai Podcast. Episode 91. Peace.